This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Heather Hans, a licensed social worker and psychotherapist, certified professional intuitive coach, law of attraction advanced practitioner, and businesswoman who leads women to extraordinary love. Heather, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here.
We are happy that you're with us as well. So tell me, who is Heather Hans and what do you do?
I help women achieve extraordinary love relationships. In particular, I work with people who are serious about having first-class love and who are committed to doing what it takes to create it.
And why do you do what you do?
I do it because I have been through the trenches and I know what it's like to have a love relationship that doesn't work. I have lived every mistake in the book. I have been through so many dating and relationship experiences that were less than what I desired, and yet I know that love in its purest form exists for every single one of us. I'm so passionate about women having an extraordinary love because I've been without. I've known many women who've been without, and I counsel women who've been without. I know what it's like to settle, to take whoever comes along and whatever he'll give just because you don't feel like you deserve something better. I take a stand for not allowing that to happen. I know that it doesn't have to be that way. And at the end of the day, all everyone really wants is to give and receive love. I believe it is our birthright to have extraordinary love in our lives, not just a mediocre relationship, but extraordinary love relationship.
How does love affect health? There's no question it does, but how does it affect our health?
Well, significant biological research shows that negative conditions stemming from a lack of love, such as chronic fear, anger, and depression, greatly increases the risks of disease. It is the root cause of illness, and the medical, psychological, and spiritual communities are now all finally in unison on this point. My psychotherapy training centered on attachment theory, and we've learned that people form very dysfunctional behavior patterns and can even die from a lack of love. Dopamine, which is released in the body when we feel love, generates energy, more focused attention, motivation, and vitality. And people who do not experience love in their lives are said to die earlier than those who do. So the bottom line is love keeps you healthy.
Today we are with Heather Hans, a licensed social worker and psychotherapist, certified professional intuitive coach, law of attraction, advanced practitioner, and businesswoman who leads women to extraordinary love here on eHealth Radio's Relationship Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Heather, what is the single biggest thing people are doing to repel love?
That's a great question. People are repelling love by saying yes to everyone else's needs but their own. And this is due to the underlying belief that you cannot achieve the passionate, healthy, soulful relationship that you desire.
What are the three things people can do right now to bring love into their lives?
Well, the first one, I always like to use humor in my work, and the first one is to just say no. How many women say yes to someone just because they want to feel like they're wanted? How many women are practicing poor dating and relationship habits for the sake of having attention and a warm body next to them? Well, rule number one is just say no. This is a war against sorry relationships. Every time you say no, you are moving up a level and you're making a statement to the universe of what you will allow and what you are welcoming into your life. And the universe responds to that. So even though sometimes it's lonely being single, being with the wrong person is really a living hell and a knock to one's self-esteem. So being single can actually be a wonderful time to learn to romance yourself and to practice saying no so that you're not settling for someone or a relationship that is subpar. There are also many women in unhappy relationships and marriages who are afraid to take a stand for themselves. But when you say no, that leads you to the second thing you can do to bring love into your life right now, which is to honor yourself. You want a partner and a relationship of integrity. And you do this by treating yourself like a precious gem. A, because you deserve it and it feels good, and B, because we teach others how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves. How are you honoring yourself, and how are you honoring the love that is already in your life? When you honor it, you increase it. When you dishonor it, you decrease it. So when we feel like we are lacking, then that's what we're going to see in our lives. Lacking and loving do not go together. So focus on where the love is in your life, whether it's with your parents, your children, your friends, nature, your higher power, or just within yourself, and start to appreciate it and expand that love. Everybody has something that they love. How can you embody it and expand upon it? And the third thing people can do right now to bring love into their life is to get clear about what you want. The moment you get crystal clear, you get rid of what you don't want and you move towards the goal. And then bringing in a supporter to help you reach that goal is essential. I have space in my calendar for 9 people to have a complimentary 20-minute session on how they can quickly increase their ability to bring in love into their lives. And all they have to do is write me an email saying they want to be one of those 9. I'm at heather@heatherhance.com.
Yeah, and I was about to ask you, where can our folks tune in and be in contact with you online? If you could repeat that one more time for us.
Sure. My email is heather@heatherhance.com, and my website is www.heatherhance.com.
Heather, if you would, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion covering the topic that we've been discussing today?
The single biggest tip I can leave listeners is that the key to an exceptional life and extraordinary love is a burning desire and the courage and willingness to do whatever it takes to achieve it. And with those two things, you will conquer your goal with flying colors, guaranteed.
Well said. We've been talking with Heather Hans, a licensed social worker and psychotherapist, certified professional intuitive coach, Law of Attraction advanced practitioner and businesswoman who leads women to extraordinary love. And the website of reference, once again, is heatherhans.com. Heather, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It was a privilege.
It certainly was. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Relationship Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.